Right, let's save you some money today. If I just take Rosie's education on power strategies, which one of the strategies is supercooling, and I go to July of 2010, where the average temperature was 90 degrees, there were 30 days in the billing cycle, I consumed 3,200 kWs, my bill was $400. I was buying 20% of my power off peak. Fast forward that through the several Julys since then. July of 2016, average temperature 91 degrees. I purchased 3,700 kW. I was 8% on peak, and my bill was under $300.
And that's a good example, Rosie. You use 500 more kWh, kilowatt hours, and you paid $100 less.
Yeah. And it was a matter of moving all my consumption off peak. Now, people, when they look at this, one of the criticisms I have to kind of defend myself against is, Rosie, you're just wasting electricity. You're a power hog. You are the enemy of the environment. And I think of it quite exactly the opposite.
And you should think of it as the opposite. And the simple reason for that is all these time of use rates, time of use demand, all these options that customers have are all driven by peak demand. Utilities don't want to fire up peaker plants to supply demand when everybody's got everything running. It saves them a lot of money when they don't do that, which they pass on to the consumer in the form of savings. So when you keep your house, I keep my house 68 degrees at night. I'm not really being an energy hog. All I'm doing is storing off-peak kilowatt hours in the structure of my home, just like you would store electricity in a battery, so that during the on-peak time, this cooling can absorb heat. My air conditioner does not have to run on peak near as much. That's a bigger grid benefit to the utility than somebody that just keeps the house 80 all the time, because you're eliminating your portion of the demand problem.
My house is asleep from noon to 7 when every other house is begging for juice.
Absolutely. They're trying to keep up with the heat and the sun, and the air conditioners are running because it doesn't have a cool base to start with. Just like a house gets hot when you come home from vacation, takes hours to cool down, and then you still stick your arm in the closet between the clothes and it's still 85 degrees in there. It takes a while to saturate a structure. But once done, that structure can absorb heat all day during that on-peak time. And you've offset your cost per kilowatt hour. It's a 3-to-1 issue.
I should get a thank you note from APS, because it's because of me and because of you that they don't have to build that next generation plant. We are saving them from having to build, because they build plants to satisfy the worst case scenario.
Yes.
And we're taking the peak off of that worst case scenario for the entire utility company.
Yes. They use their hydroelectric as base load. They use nuclear as base load. But anything above that, i.e. our air conditioners summer months, they either have to purchase that power from out of state or fire up gas and coal burning generators, which not only are very expensive, but they pollute more than any other form.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get to one call here before the bottom of the hour break. Let's bring in Ryan to the conversation, calling from Scottsdale. Ryan, let me introduce you to Mr. Steve Kep, the owner of Advanced Home Systems. I almost said Advanced Energy Management Computers. Advanced Home Systems, our super cooling expert, the father of super cooling. Ryan, what's your question?
How you doing, Rosie?
Very good, my friend.
Yeah, you know, we just started super cool, and I finally convinced my wife, and it's been amazing. My house is built in 84, and it's got the original windows. Okay, we remodeled a lot of stuff, but the original single-pane old windows, and we saved $125 last month on our bill. So it's crazy. We said we're going to try it out, and it's either going to make our bill go super high or we're going to save some money. But I mean, we end up saving it. But my question is, so I'm on the new So my air conditioning kicks on at like 7:02.
Yep.
And I'm sitting there turning on the dishwasher at 7:05.
Yep.
And, you know, doing the dryer.
Yep.
Now, should I space that out a little bit, or is it okay to, like, have all that surge at one time?
After your APS, after 7 o'clock, let it go. Everything.
Okay. I can turn everything on.
Everything. Well, turn the pool pump, the dryer, the dishwasher, the air conditioner,
okay.
The water heater.
Yeah. Okay. And then real quick.
That
one
peak,
other
Ryan, that peak, what you're trying to manage there is that peak surge. You just never want that to happen in the on-peak window.
Okay? Yeah, we never do that.
That's where they're measuring it, during the on-peak. Once you go off-peak, you can spike as high as you want to go. And
good.
You know what?
Yeah,
we're going to run up against a bottom-of-the-hour break here, Ryan. Uh-huh. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll bring you back and finish our conversation there.
Thank you.
Again, I mean, if we could talk Ryan into just sending 10% of his savings.
It's just having faith, stepping out, and trying it.
We could build a whole habitat house.
Of people not being so afraid. What's the worst that could happen? 1 month, we get a high bill, then you just go back to your old way. 1 month, that's all you got to lose.